Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt from the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. Sometimes at this time of year, it seems as if all of Northern California is on fire. During our record-setting rainy season, there's been some comment that this would be a year with few wildfires. Sadly, that prediction was very, very wrong. Dozens of fires are burning throughout our region. Thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes, and hundreds of homes have been lost to the flames. Smoke has billowed out, covering us in ash and clogging our lungs and eyes with a thick orange-gray haze. This year, CAL FIRE has responded to 1,100 more fires than they had last year at this time. Bigger ones, too. Almost double the average number of acres have burned. As of a week ago, California has experienced over 6,000 fires in the areas covered by CAL FIRE and the U.S. Forest Service. That equals more than 500,000 acres of land turned to ash. Now, my agency, the Salvation Army, is one of a few dozen major organizations to provide emergency disaster services to those impacted by the fires and floods, earthquakes and hurricanes, tsunamis, and other unexpected life-changing events. In addition to personnel on the ground in many areas where such events occur, we send trained response teams to affected areas as needed. I have had the incredible but unwanted privilege of being part of those teams, and I can tell you that the main thing you see when you're on the front lines of a disaster are broken people. Our job is to help them put the pieces of themselves and their families back together so that they can begin to build a new life out of the ashes of the old. As much as I love being part of that kind of recovery, I hate that anyone ever needs to go through that, and that's why I hate the fires most of all. It's not the number of fires or the acres destroyed or the people displaced, injured, or killed, although those are all tragic and affecting. Instead, it's because most fires which come and wreak such devastation are unnecessary. They never should have happened at all. The ugliest statistic about wildfires in California is that almost none of them are really wild. Most of them are our fault. I know, it's hard to believe and even harder to think about, but the cold, hard, ugly truth about wildfires in California is that 95% of them are caused by people. All that death, loss, and destruction could have been prevented by each person taking just a little tiny bit more care. And it's not about putting out campfires carefully or making sure burn barrels are properly covered and only used in the proper environment. Tractors, mowers, and even weed trimmers can strike sparks when used improperly, or even if used properly but at the wrong time of day or in poor wind conditions. Sparks from a dragging tow chain or a flat tire or the heat from the engine or the undercarriage of a car are all common causes. Please take care out there. Don't make me go to any more fires. Keep people happy and healthy in their homes. And keep the smoke out of our eyes. Are you with me? Grace and peace to you. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for the KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.